Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, family. Most High in Christ bless. Happy Sabbath. We pray everyone's Sabbath day is going well. What happened this week? Anything good happened this week? Any floods, hurricane, Most High damaging? I know the Most High damaging in this world. But we praise the Most High and drawing closer to His Son receiving His kingdom. So whatever evilness is happening, the Most High is allowing it to happen for a reason. And we thank Him for it. We just got to get ready. That's the only key thing that we're supposed to do. All right. So last week we touched on Luke 22. We was going over and to be at the top of it, Passover, and how Christ was telling us that's how we remember Him is when we do Passover. It's just like you know, when we used to do the pagan holidays, it was something for us to remember to reflect back on. But once we unveiled the mask that was covering it, we see what we seen. Now we see and we understand what we're celebrating: the death of, you know, some good people. Same thing when it comes to Christmas. That had to do with slavery. You know, Valentine's Day. That's all about, you know, fornication and being an adulteress. What's another holiday? St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's about, but
they worshiping some man or something.
Yeah, worshiping some man. July 4th, Memorial Day. Yeah, I said that.
I'm sorry.
Memorial Day. All these things have a mask covering it, so we don't understand what we're celebrating, but we just do it just to do it. Even what's that one that they gave the brown people? Juneteenth and Martin Luther King Day and all that stuff. So when you really reflect back on that stuff, you got to look at it as gifts. Gifts don't last forever. You know, just like with Christmas, once you unwrap that gift, the first gift that you got, you got to ask yourself, we're asking you, do you still have that gift? So, you know, if you don't have it, it goes to show you that those things will have value. So we don't want those things. We push for something a little bit higher. And so when we look at Passover, that's something that we're pushing towards, because we know that when we get in the kingdom, we're going to be participating in it. Even Christ said, he said he's not going to participate in it anymore until he gets the kingdom, until the kingdom come. And so we know that if those who say that they love the Lord and they love what Christ did for them, then they know that they have to, their mindset has to be on doing the Most High's will. All right. And one of his wills that he required us to do is Passover. A lot of y'all may not want to accept that, but the question you got to ask yourself, if I'm not willing to do that, then why am I willing to do, you know, the, like I said, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all that stuff. A lot of people like to start, even, what's the other one, Halloween. You know, we do these things because we see others do it, but don't really sit back and analyze why we do it. What's the purpose behind it? And we know that the purpose behind Passover is, you know, like I said, like we said, Christ's name is resonated all over the place. And so, if we claim that we love him, this is one of the things that he requires us to do. You know, is to participate in Passover. That's why he said, do this in remembrance of me. Not the way the church, you know, not the way the church does or these different other organizations do it, but you have to do it in a way that's pleasing to not only him, but the Father mainly. Because the Father reiterated or put that feast day into position for us to do. All right. For us to remember what his son did for us. All right. So without further ado, we stopped at where? Luke 22:42.
Yes.
Yeah. And then and this another thing too I want to touch on too, because we know that like the topic of today is to remove this cup from me. And we know that we're going to go through trials and tribulations, struggles, you know, with your job, with, you know, with your family members and all that stuff. And we know we wish that the Most High would take, you know, these certain situations away from us. But what you have to understand is that the reason why you're going through it, because you have others that are not strong-willed. And the Most High knows that you're strong. That's why he won't, that's why the scriptures say he won't put too much on you that you can't bear. He know that you can endure it. But what you have to do is that you have to set your mind up right to accept what you can't change. He knows that he knows what he built within you, and you have to be strong enough to endure, because like I said, you have, one of the things he wants to do, he wants to use you in a mighty way. And he has others, you know, looking at you and analyzing you, just like with Christ in his situation when he was dealing with Pontius Pilate. You know, even though the Pharisees were against him, but you got to think about the people that was in the audience too, looking at him, watching how he moved and operated, looking at how he interacted with Pilate. And then, you know, you got to say to yourself, I know a lot of them were saying to themselves, dang, I wish I can go through that. I mean, I wish I had enough strength to go through what he's going through. Even when he said to his mother, remember what Christ said to his mother? He said, what did he say? Mother, look at me, you know, analyze, look what I'm going through. And this is something that, you know, you're going to have to go through. Once I leave this earth, you're going to have to go through the struggle. That's why he told the disciples to take her and, you know, to be with her. It's for what reason? To strengthen her up, because she can't bear this. What's happening to her son, what's happening to her physical son. She don't understand. We don't want her to fall apart and to go back and to get caught back up in the world. So we need someone to strengthen her. So it's the same concept with you. When the Most High puts certain situations on you, it's for you. He's using you in a way so that you can be a vessel or a strong vessel for other people, even at your job, like I said before, your family member, and the list goes on and on. Someone has to step up to the plate to be that strong tower for those who struggle. That's why I said you got those who, just like Christ said, you're always going to have those who are poor in spirit with you. So they're there for a reason, so that you can help to build them up. All right. So that's that's the topic for today. Take this cup from me. But we want the Most High's will to be done. We don't want you to take the cup and just leave us stranded. But we want you to, if it be your will, take it from us, because it's too much. But if it's your will for me to take it, then allow me to give me the strength to and continue. Allow me and give me the strength to endure to the end, because I know that you want to use me in a mighty way. Like I said, everyone has their appointed time when they come into the true understanding. And when your time comes, it's important for you to build yourself up. All right. So let's get back to 42. I don't want to be long winded. Let's jump back into the Most High's word. All right. Luke 22. Let's start at 42.
Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Mm-hmm. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him.
Right. And that's the same thing with you. Who's going to strengthen you? That comforter, because he's the one that's like the scripture said, like Christ said, that comforter, when he's the one that's going to be sent to his name. He's going to bring you all truth and bring everything back to your memory. He's going to strengthen you, let you know that you can overcome whatever obstacle that you face. And not only that, who else is going to be by your side? The Heavenly Father, his angels, just like Daniel and Ness. I mean, not Daniel, my bad. Just like the three Hebrew boys in that situation, who was in the fire with them. So you always got to keep in the back of your mind, you're never going through your situation alone. The Most High is always going to be there with you. He just waiting for you to do what? Have enough faith to believe that he's there. You don't have to see him to believe it, but you got to believe that he's there. All right, go ahead.
And being in the agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it was great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Mm-hmm. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation.
Right. You see that? So that's the main key thing. You don't want to fall back into temptation. You get lazy. You don't want to pray to the Most High. You don't want to do. All you want to do is, once you come into truth, you want to be by yourself. You can't be like that. The Most High wants to use you. we know a lot of people, get like that. They want to be up under man. They want to hide up under man, just like with Adam and Eve. That's what they did. Instead of facing the struggles that they face, their fear, they just want to hide up under man and let someone else do the work for them. You read for me. I don't want to read. I don't want to really worship the Father. I just want to come up under you and allow you to do all that for me. But you got to realize and understand, Most High is a control of all. He's a control of all spirits. So he has the ability to do what? Change man's mindset. This is what we're talking about with the sisters, with the women that claim that they ain't in the truth. You follow your husband. If your husband sells drugs, you're going to follow him. Mm-hmm. If he go and break in somebody's house, you're going to follow him. Mm-mm. I know you're going to love the gifts that come back to the house, but the question remains, are you going to follow him? You don't know what are you ready for the outcome that's going to come if you get caught?
Nope.
That's why I said, that's the prayer. That's why he said, so don't get sleepy and fall back. You got to learn how to analyze. You got to learn how to be alert when trouble comes. That's why Christ said, watch the signs, especially when you see things are happening on the earth. Don't get naive and think that, okay, now I'm in the truth. That's it. I'm good. I ain't got to do anything. I just got to sit back and wait for him to come. Don't think like that. You got to put the work in. The more work you put in, who's going to be pleased with you? The Most High is going to be pleased with you. All right, keep rolling.
And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. Mm-hmm. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? Mm-hmm. When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? Right. And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. Mm-hmm. And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him.
All right. So everybody understand that? Now, when you look at that spiritually, what is that saying?
That he was cut off. I'm sorry.
Nah, go ahead.
That he was cut off, like cut off from the Most High, but then the Most High brought him back. Let him know that he can come back.
Yeah, well, okay, that's good. But then we're talking about who cut his ear off. And this is what we're talking about as far as what once you come into the truth. When Peter cut his ear off, right? Mm-hmm. So when Peter cut his ear off, and especially when it's his, and it's his own kinsman too. So he's part of the tribe. So when he cut his ear off, he's stopping him from what? Hearing the truth. Like when you look at it spiritually. Mm-hmm. And that's how some of us, that's how we that's some of the, that's the mindset of some of us, how we feel. We want to cut those off who are still in the world instead of giving them a chance. You know I can contest to that. When I came into the truth, I felt as though everybody that went to church and was in the world, I felt as though that they didn't have no chance. And that's the nothing but the enemy playing that through your mind. What you have to do in that sense is that you have to build yourself up. You have to know that the Most High is just not coming back for you. But that's the mindset that we get because we're still in the flesh. You know, our flesh wants to rise up over the spirit. You're going to get that. And so that's why you have to, that's why when we go back up a couple of verses, that's why Christ said, don't fall asleep, because you can get caught up into temptation. You can get caught up in that type of mindset. If you don't know how to have that balance, or if you don't know how to overcome the flesh. And so that's the situation with Peter. Was it Peter? Yeah, that's the situation with Peter when he cut his own brother's ear off. I mean, not his physical brother, but brother that's part of his nation, cut his ear off because he didn't want him to. He felt as though that he needed to ride. He should have been riding with him from the beginning. More than likely, he probably seen him, you know, preaching the word and all that stuff. But you got to understand, even though your brother's in a position of authority, doesn't mean that he should be locked out from getting that word. It's just like a police officer. If you see a brother with the same skin color as you, you feel as though that, okay, his mindset is just like them. Yeah. But you feel as you don't think that your word, the Most High's word, can resonate with his spirit. To mm-hmm. be able to change him, yeah. For him to be able to put the work in, to go out and even teach the youth, to give them a better solution than what the solution they constantly keep giving them. Oh, when you get pulled over, don't say nothing, just give your license and all the other crap. He can give them something more encouraging that's going to resonate, which is what? The Most High's word. Mm-hmm. Everybody understand? So when we see this in this situation, that's what you see Peter doing, cutting him off from being a part of that body. So that's why Christ is healing him. That's why Christ healed him. No, it's nothing physical. You, whatever you do in the physical, it's not going to stop whatever you do in the physical. Whatever you do in the physical shouldn't harm. You don't want to harm nobody doing it physically. Because when you do it physically, they're looking at you. How are they looking at you?
In the flesh.
Yeah, they looking at you in the flesh, being that you're supposed to be a spiritual being. Everybody, just like the scripture said, you're supposed to, now that you move and operate, you move and operate spiritually. So that's how Peter's supposed to have moved. But Peter is still a disciple, right? And disciple is still what? A student being taught, right? Mm-hmm. So he lacks understanding. And it's okay. That's one of the reasons why Christ healed that man's ear, my bad. Because both of them lack understanding. It wasn't until later down the line Peter understood and knew that he can't cut those off who's still mindset is still celebrating Christmas, celebrating Thanksgiving, and the list goes on and on. You have to learn how to be what? Patient. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's something wrong with them doing it, but you got to give them time because they haven't received their point of time. Because who opens up man's eyes to receive their time? The Most High. That's why the scripture said you can't go to him. He has to come to you. So that's how it works. All right, keep rolling.
Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple and the elders, which were come to him, be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves. Mm-hmm. When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretch forth no hands against me, but this is your hour in the power of darkness. Mm-hmm. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off.
Right.
And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them.
Right. So even with Peter, like I said earlier, Peter even struggles with his faith. So you can't cut somebody else off when you're still going, when you're still being built up as well. That's why I said, yeah, even though your appointed time came earlier than the other person, doesn't mean that you're better than them. It's your purpose is for y'all to build each other up. All right, go ahead. That's what you see Christ doing with the disciples, building them up, bringing them to a level of his understanding when it comes to the Most High's word. Go ahead.
But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, this man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, woman, I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, man, I am not. Mm-hmm. And about the space of 1 hour after another, confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean.
Right. So even though you see Jews with different nationalities, at the end of the day, they all going through their struggles. Everybody's still trying to get that understanding. That's the purpose of them going into the temples, to try to get closer to the Heavenly Father. So now we know that being in those temples, the Most High is not there. That's why I say he dwells within you. So each and every one of them are struggling with their faith, trying to get closer to the Father. Go ahead.
And Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew.
You see that? Go ahead.
And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him before the cock crow, yeah, thou shalt deny me thrice.
Yeah, you see that? So even though Christ getting the universal beat down, got the he got the chains on it, he was still able to look back at Peter, you see?
And so, say, didn't I tell you?
Right. So that goes to show you what makes you different from the brother you cut his ear off. What makes you different from the Galilean, even though he celebrates the feast days, the different pagan feast days that the Galileans celebrate? What mm-hmm. makes you different, you see? Mm-hmm. So he looked back on him, you see? And said, like, you see, I told you was going to deny me. He had to open up his mouth, just stared at him. That's how you're supposed to be. You know, when somebody try to go and tell on you, tell the boss on you, and you see the boss don't do nothing, you got to look back and you see, I told you, I try to tell you, I got him in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? I can keep my feast days. I can do all that. Who you think in control, brother? His position don't mean nothing. His position come from who? The Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. But his mindset thing, you know, the people that's telling on you, they think that his position, the manager's position, came from those higher up in corporate. But nah, it came from the Father. Because he know that what? He's a test for you. All right, go ahead.
And Peter went out and wept bitterly.
Cut to the heart, go ahead.
And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And they had blindfolded him. They struck him on the face and asked him, saying, prophesy, who is it that smote thee? Mm-hmm. And many other things blasphemously spake they against him. Mm-hmm. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, if I tell you, ye will not believe. Mm-hmm. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Mm-hmm. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Then said they all, art thou then the Son of God? And he said unto them, yea, say that I am. Mm-hmm. And they said, what need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth.
Right. And how do we become sons and daughter of the Heavenly Father?
We adhere to his righteous commandments.
Right. We follow the Most High as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's the same thing. So when Christ is saying it, shouldn't the Pharisees say the same thing too? Because they're the ones teaching people in the synagogue, right?
Mm-hmm.
But why are they not saying it? Because they know that they don't have the Most High Spirit upon them. They know that they're not doing the Most High's will. This is one of the issues when it comes to that. Whenever you speak truth, people don't like that. Especially when you speak the Most High's truth, people don't like that. They're going to come against it because all that stuff that they've been taught, they know that it didn't have no value in the end. But what you're saying has value, and they don't like that. So that's why what we've been talking about is getting over what? Man's fear, not being afraid to speak truth. Whatever happens in the end, you have to accept it. Whether, like I said, if you speak truth at your job and they fire you, oh well. But you have to build yourself up to accept what you can't change. Every situation that you go through, it's like I told you, like I'm always going to say, it's always going to be beneficial, not only for you, but for others watching. Everyone's watching you because you move different. You're talking differently. So now they're analyzing. They don't have to come up to you and approach you. They're watching from afar because they want to see how you move and operate. So when it comes to you, like I said, what's your job? Would they fire you? Oh, well. That gives other people, let them know, have confidence. Okay, well, if I follow the Most High as well and get enough confidence, I know that he's going to supply my news. I know he's going to give me something better than what I have now, because everything that I go through is not only going to benefit myself, but it's going to benefit the Heavenly Father first and for those who choose to follow him. All right. So he wants to use me as that vessel. Everybody understand that? So it's like I say, the same thing with a family member. When you start to cut them off, you know, you cut them off to build yourself up. Now, you ain't cutting them off completely, like something like the Pharisee would tell you to do, cut everybody off. No, you're cutting off so you can build yourself up. So then when you do approach those family members, especially when it comes to fellowship, and you start to cut them to the heart, who you think is watching you? You got other family members that are watching you. You're not being disrespectful, but you're basically destroying their ideology of life, you know, that's why it's important for us not to get on those that came before us, even though they ain't teach us anything. We get that, because if we're going to get on our mother and father for not teaching, so we got to go even further back than that. We got to go all the way back from when the earth first started to get on Adam and Eve, because that's where sin came into play, and then just trickle down from there. So, but what we do is we pray for those that came before us, and then we thank the Heavenly Father for opening up our eyes. So now the process starts with us. Now we can leave that legacy. Everybody understand? So that's why I say it's important when you look at Christ and his situation, that's what he was doing. You're getting upset at me because I was with you in the synagogues. I was doing all this stuff with you. But if you notice that, I never folded under pressure. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to understand. Don't fold under pressure. Stay focused. Whatever the situation that you're going through, it's not only going to benefit you, it's going to benefit others. But don't fold under pressure. All right? Let's go to Acts chapter 6. Very good. Acts chapter 6. You can start at verse 1. Let's get some more. Let's go on to Stephen and see what he all about. Because like I said, when you read the Most High's word, once you read it, it's start to encourage you to do better in your life, to get over that fear, to get over that hump. All right. You never want to stay in the same position as you were back then. That's why I say you become anew. You're a new individual now. That's what the purpose of you participate. This is how you Christ said, this is how you remember me when you partake in Passover. It's to help you to learn how to praise and worship, you know, not only him, but the Father, because the Father, he's the one that implemented Passover. He implemented it way before Christ was even born. Everybody understand that? But it's about him, though. And the same thing about you. You sacrificing your flesh for the spirit. Everybody understand? Same concept. Go ahead. Acts chapter 6, start at verse 1.
And in those days, when the number of the disciples were multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Mm-hmm. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables.
Right.
Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Mm-hmm. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
Right, because what's more important, physical or spiritual?
The spiritual.
Right, because the spiritual is going to help the what? The physical. It's going to help your business. That's what Paul, that's what, who is it, Peter? That's what Peter's talking about. Peter's trying to get them to understand the physical don't have no value. It's the spiritual. As long as you got that spiritual side locked in, the physical, whatever your job is, whatever the case, like I've been saying, it's going to be beneficial. But you got to have the Most High Spirit in order for him to help, in order for him to run, in order for him to help you run your business. Because wow, who gave you that business? The Most High, right? So you need his spirit in order to run it right. And the only thing Most High requires you to do is do what when it comes to that business? Put him first. That's it. Go ahead.
Okay. Wherefore, brethren, look ye
what
out.
You want to say something?
No, I forgot my place.
Okay, my bad.
And I ain't want to read it again, but. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business.
Right.
But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Mm-hmm. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, okay, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, mm-hmm, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch.
Right. Because they were what? In different countries, right? Yeah, worshiping different pagan gods. But now the Most High gave them their point of time. They full of faith, Holy Ghost, and list goes on and on. You see Stephen, you see Philip. Remember the Most High used Philip?
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep rolling.
Whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them.
Mm-hmm.
And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith.
There you go. Go ahead.
And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people.
Mm-hmm.
Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of Libertines in Syrians,
mm-hmm,
in Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen.
Yeah, you see that? Stephen getting busy on him, right? Because Stephen is filled with what?
The Holy Ghost, Spirit.
Right? And the Most High's word. You see that? He gave everything up to serve the Most High. All right, and all the disciples, Peter is no longer a disciple. He's an apostle now, right? So he's built up in the faith. So now, again, those people that seen Peter, they analyzing him. Stephen is one of those individuals because he wants the same spirit, or he wants to be able to move the same way he see Peter moving. Everybody understand that? But you notice that he's not sitting up under Peter. Most High allowed him to more than likely be taught by Peter to build him up. And now Stephen is what? On his own. Everybody see that? Because he has to have his own personal relationship with the Father. And that's what you see. And now Stephen is built up, and he busting up those that are stuck in what? In those buildings that Peter, that Paul kept telling you to what? Come out of. Because the Most High don't dwell there. I know it's going to hurt a lot of people, but you got to accept it. That's why he's doing it. I got to go in there and get them people out of there because they're learning, they're worshiping the Father wrong. Go ahead. Who's teaching them? Man, mm-hmm. Same tradition, same crap. Go ahead.
And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake.
There you go.
Then they suborned mm-hmm. men, which said, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." Mm-hmm. And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes and came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council and set up false witnesses, which said, "This man ceaseth not to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law."
Right. And they talk about what? That building, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, the Most High dwells here and all this other stuff. But you see, they got to lie in order to, they got to lie on the truth mm-hmm. instead of being honest. Why? Because they don't have that spirit upon them. Go ahead.
"For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs which Moses delivered us." Mm-hmm. "And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel."
All right, let's go to 7. Very good.
"Then said the high priest, Are these things so? And he said, Men, brethren, and fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Charan mm-hmm. and said unto him, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and come into the land which I shall show thee."
Everybody understand that? So like I said before, the Most High is taking you away from your family members for a reason. To do what? To build you up. That's why it's important. When you read about Abraham did, when Abraham left his mother and father, he did not disown them. How do you know that? Because he sent Isaac to go get a wife from his family members. Everybody understand that. So it's only for you to get built up. You got to get built up enough. You got to get built up enough to be strong enough to go against what? The evil spirit that's in your family members, the evil spirits that's at your job, the evil spirits of everybody in the world, because you no longer move and operate like them. Everybody get that. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why. So you're not being, the Most High is not taking you away to keep you boxed in where you don't talk to nobody. That's not his position. His position is to build you up. He got to get you right so that you don't get caught up and so that you don't get so caught up that you go back into the world. Remember Satan's position. Satan was created to do what?
Deceive you.
Yeah, to deceive you for a reason. That's why the Most High created him, to see if you're going to choose. Let's see if you're going to choose good and evil. You got to go through a test in order to see the end results. It's just like any other test. When you go to school and you take the math test, the teachers, their position to see if you can move to the next grade. Mm-hmm. That's all the Most High, that's the purpose of him creating Satan for that reason. Let me see if they're going to level up. If they're going to come to me once they overcome the powers of darkness, let me see, now I can give them what? More wisdom, because I know that they're not going to use that wisdom for what? Self gain, for fleshly gain. Mm-hmm. They're going to use it to get more wisdom and understanding to be able to draw their brothers and sisters out of that stuff. All right, go ahead. Very good.
"Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Charan. And from thence, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land wherein ye now dwell. Mm-hmm. And he gave him non-inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on. Yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession and to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child."
Right, and it's the same concept even today. This land is not for us. All right. The earth that you're in now or the way you see these kingdoms now, it's not for you. The only thing that you should be pushing towards is what? The kingdom where Christ is gonna be in. Everybody mm-hmm. understand that? So that you're looking for that righteous kingdom. That's the only thing that your mind should be set upon, is to be in that righteous kingdom. All right. There's nothing else that has value up until now. Your cars, your house, none of that land. I heard people talking about they'll fight for the land to keep people off. You can't do that. If you pay tax on it, you don't own it. I know a lot of people don't want to accept it, but if you pay tax on your land, you paying somebody, that right there should open up your eyes. But again, if you lack wisdom, it's okay. That's why we're here to teach you. If you pay taxes, you don't own the land. I don't care your name on the deed or not. I seen people that had their name on the deed and somebody else went in there and put their name on it and then pay a dime for it. And then the person whose name was on it before got to try to get their house or land back from the person who took it from her, who was able to grab it from under them. So that goes to show you that you own nothing. But so the only thing that you come into this understanding that you do own is what? A piece of that heavenly place that the Most High is going to establish when his son returns. That's it. Can't nobody take that away from you. All right. Go ahead.
And God spake on this wise that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage and entreat them evil 400 years. Mm-hmm. And the nation to whom they shall be in bondage will I judge, said God. And after that shall they come forth and serve me in this place.
Right. You see that? So you got to go through the step. You got to go through the, you got to deal with Satan first, mm-hmm, in order to receive what? Wisdom in the end. Everybody understand that? Go ahead.
And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begat Isaac and circumcised him the eighth day. And Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat the 12 patriarchs.
Right. And then even after that, everybody fell into sin. And now they have to have their own personal relationship with us. So Abraham had his relationship with the father. He passes to his son. Mm-hmm. His son did the same thing, passes to Jacob. Jacob passed to his 12 sons. And then his 12 sons had generation after generation after generation. And then guess what happened? Everybody fell off. But then the Most High started to pick and choose those who he was going to wake up. How do we know that? Because even with the prophets, that's why you had Elijah and David and the rest of them going around doing what? Teaching the people. It wasn't a whole group setting. It was one individual going to warn the people. That was it. Same thing that he's doing with you. He's using you for you to go and warn the people. Whether you open up your mouth or even if you just walk, that's how the Most High, he's using you in a mighty way to test the hearts of the people. Because you don't know who is who. Only thing you're supposed to do is to do what? The Most High's will. Go ahead. So that's what you see Abraham doing, and Isaac and Jacob, and the list goes on and on. Go ahead.
And the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him.
You see that? Just like with Daniel, the Most High's always going to be with you no matter what. Go ahead.
And delivered him out of all his afflictions and gave him favor and the wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him govern over Egypt and all his house.
Right. So it's the same thing I was saying about the police officer that looks just like you. Most I put him in that position for a reason. The only thing that you got to do is just teach him. If the Most I y'all meet up and have a conversation, your position is to do what? Teach him. Mm-hmm. All right. So that he can be an example unto those who struggle with what? With sin. Everybody understand? Especially he's in a higher position. He's in a government position. So he can do more than what you, he can do a little bit more than what you can. But that's what the Most High is always going to do. He's always going to set up a scene where you be able to interact with certain people. Whether you, like I said before, whether you talk or you just there, everyone is, and especially, like I said, you're moving differently from everybody else. So now they're analyzing you. They're watching you. Just like Nicodemus, you don't think that when you look at Nicodemus and his situation, he was analyzing Christ. But he couldn't go to Christ until the nighttime to try to get that knowledge, because he knew he had what upon him? He had fear. He has man's fear upon him. And there's nothing wrong with that. But at least he took initiative to go and talk to him. It's the same concept with you. A lot of people not going, that individual who wants to do better, who wants to not be afraid anymore, they're going to come to you at a time when no one's around. how you was able to talk to the boss like that, how you was able to get your days off. What's the purpose of you having your days off? And then you be able to share with them what the reason why I have these days off, because this is how the Most High wants me to praise and worship her. A day of rest in my mind. Not my mind shouldn't be focused on the physical. All my bills and stuff, like I told this one dude, I said, your bills is always going to be here. So there's no need for you to stress yourself out, get all upset. Because he was telling me, yeah, I've been, man, working 12-hour shifts. Man, I'm tired. So I said, because you trying to pay these bills off, I said, they ain't going away. They always going to be here. And then he looked at me and was like, yeah, you right. I said, yeah. I said, that's one thing I had to learn. And now I learned it. I don't care. At the end of the day, them bills always going to be, and them bills are going to trickle down to those that come behind you. So what's your main purpose? What do you got to do? You got to teach those that come behind you. Don't worry about that crap. The only thing that you should be focused on is what? Building up your spirit. Because your spirit is going to allow you to get even closer to the Most High, to be able to know how to deal with those bills or how to learn how to let go and all that stuff. Everybody understand? All right, go ahead.
And the patriarchs moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him.
Right.
And delivered him out of all his afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house.
Right.
Now there came a dearth over all the land of Egypt in Shanaan, in great affliction, and our fathers found no substance.
Right. So that was that big famine. So even in the famine, when the Most High, disease that came to COVID, you see that everyone shut down, even the just, those who were living a righteous life. And the Most High wanted to show those who struggle with their faith. Look at those who I have that are part of my house. Look how they move. Even when situations like this, I shut everything down. But look how they still move. You think they worrying about their bills? You think they worried about all this other stuff? That's going, where they going to get their food from? Remember they shut all that stuff down? The food was there. Y'all ain't know that the food was there. It was in the back. But they playing these little kitty games. But the Most I wanted to see, Most I was showing those who were still stuck in the world, look how my disciples, my apostles move when these certain situations come about. When I start cutting things off. I'm showing you how, if you come on my side, how I can bless you. I can take care of you. How I can use you and teach you how to learn how to come together, build up that body in a way that's not only pleasing to yourself, but also pleasing to me. Teaching you how to be without. You don't have to have, you know, you used to buying groceries for a whole week. Now I can teach you how to shop better, where you don't need a lot of stuff. You can grab a bag of apples and probably eat that through the whole week and be satisfied. Because who's the one that's going to nourish you? The Most High. What's more important, the word or food or physical food? The Most High word, like I said, food for thought. Mm-hmm. I can give you these things. I can show you these things. All you got to do is what? Serve me. You've been serving me wrong. You've been running to the church. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the church wouldn't even allow people in. They was wearing masks in the church. So where's their faith at? You understand what I'm saying? Even these, like I said, different organizations. What brother just told me today, that a brother that's a part of an organization, he took the COVID shot. Where's your faith at? That's what I said. You don't make no sense. But it just goes to show you the Most High is challenging everyone. So just like here when that famine came, or even in that, when that famine came, the Most High still had his people locked down. He still was going to supply their needs. Everybody understand? All right, go ahead. That's why I said he found no stumps. They found no substance. The only person they had to rely on was the Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
But when Jacob heard that there was corn in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first.
Right. See that? Wisdom. Most High is showing you. Most High is guiding them where to get food. Go ahead.
And at the second time, Joseph was made known to his brethren, and Joseph's kindred was made known unto Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. Then sent Joseph and called his father Jacob to him, and all his kindred, these 70 souls. Mm-hmm. So Jacob went down into Egypt and died. he and our fathers, and were carried over into Sichem and laid in the sepulcher that Abraham bought for a sum of money of the sons of Emor, the father of Sichem.
You see that? And so look at, when you look at this situation here, Abraham was already preparing beforehand what was going to was already going to take place. Mosiah already supplied his need for him to bless those that came after him. So it's the same concept with you. The only legacy that you leave for your family is what? The Mosiah's word. Mm-hmm. You have to be that vessel that they see to be able to carry that word within them. Everybody understand that? So that's the only thing. Everything that you did on the earth has no value. The only thing that has value is that you took that Mosiah's word and you applied it to your life and you allow others to see it. That's the only thing that you want people to remember you by. It's the same thing with Christ. That's why people remember Christ, because he spoke what? The Mosiah's word. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Peter and all that stuff. That's why their names are in the book when you read it. But guess what? Your name can be in that book as well. When it comes to your family, they're going to remember you, the stuff that you did from them, how you helped them to avoid being locked into sin. Everybody understand that? So Mosiah is going to allow you to teach them, but so much. But that's when you look at Abraham, he was already preparing the way beforehand for those that came after. All right, go ahead.
But when the time of the promise drew nigh, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt. Mm-hmm. Till another king arose, which knew not Joseph.
Right. You see that? Every situation that you go through is not going to be the same. Mm-hmm. Just like I said, with Pontius Pilate, he thought that his position that he had came from those that came before him, until Christ did what? Cut him to the heart. Your position didn't come to you. The position that you have didn't come from those that came before you. It came from who? The Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. And he put you in that position for what reason? To be able to test those who are in sin. That's why Christ said it. Those who put me in this position have the greatest sin. So you being in the position, or them being in captivity, it's not beneficial for you, but it's beneficial for them. Because not only the Jews, even though the Jews are in their position, the people that surround them and seeing them, how they move and operate, they see how Christ operate. They see how they operate. And what Christ is doing, he exposing them for them to do what? Come out of those synagogues. That's why he went in there. That's why Peter went in there. That's why Paul went in there. And the list goes on and on, to get the people to stop gravitating to who? Man, let me show you, man. Let me show you the other side of man, how he move and operate. Because your eyes are blinded. You can't see. Everybody understand that? So the same concept when Joseph, when Pharaoh in that situation knew same spirit, different character. All right. Go ahead. Am I talking too much? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to give you as much as I can in fleshly form of the Mosiah's word. But if I'm talking too much, be quiet. Go ahead. Keep going. I ain't going to say nothing.
The same dealt subtly with our kindred, and even entreated our fathers so that they cast out their young children to the end they might not live.
All right, you see that? That didn't happen with the other pharaohs. Mm-hmm. Even today, that didn't happen back in the 70s, 80s, and all that stuff. But you see it happening now. People getting missing, kidnapped, and all that stuff. It's at a high level now. Why? That's a question you got to ask yourself. Go ahead.
In which time Moses was born and was exceeding fair and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. Mm-hmm. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. Mm-hmm. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and in deeds.
Right. So the same concept with you. You got to learn this worldly system in order to be able to see the good and evil in it. Everybody understand it. So once you see it, and you see a lot of stuff once you start to see that a lot of stuff that's going on is not right, now the Most High can use you, because now he's going to do what? Pour his spirit in you to teach you what's good and what's right. And what's righteous and what's unrighteous. for you to be an example unto who? Those that come after you, or those that are in your generation and all that stuff, you know, because everyone's been programmed. Like I said, we feel as though that we just got to work until we die, and you know, we got to continue to keep doing these pagan holidays until we die. No, somebody has to step out of the plate and show us that what we're doing is not right. All right, so that's why the Most High using Moses. That's why I say he's always going to pick one to be able to use him in a mighty way to draw all them people away from following who? Man, go ahead.
And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel.
All right, so the age limit doesn't matter with the Most High, and mm-hmm. it shouldn't matter to you neither. You still got people who's 60 years old still rapping and stuff. You think they care about what people say about them? No, I mean, they still got skills, but it don't matter. Age don't matter. Go ahead.
And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. For he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, mm-hmm. but they understood not.
Right. And why they didn't understand? Because they ain't had the Most High Spirit, right? Mm-hmm. Very good. Go ahead.
And the next day he showed himself unto them as they strove and would have set them at one again, saying, sirs, ye are brethren. Why do ye wrong one to another? Mm-hmm. But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? Mm-hmm. Wilt thou kill me as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday? Then fled Moses at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Midian, where he begat two sons.
Right.
And when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush.
Right. So one thing I want to explain to you too, even with Moses being in the land of Midian, remember what Peter was when he denied Christ, and it was a Galilean, he was an Israelite as well. So it's now you. So now when you look at Moses' situation, Moses in the land where they're Israelites, but they're following the customs of what? The Midianites. Mm-hmm. Everybody understand that? Same concept. Go ahead. So, but he's away from the land that he did know about, Egyptian and all that stuff. So he's in a new era now. So more than likely he was following the customs of the Midianites. Some of them, not all of them. Because he married a Midianite who was what? An Israelite. She wasn't of another nation. You think the Most High will do that to Moses? And he going to use him? Mm-hmm. You got to use common sense. That's what wisdom comes in at. Go ahead.
When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. And as he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled and durst not behold. Mm-hmm. Then said the Lord to him, put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and am come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee into Egypt.
You see that? Most High is going to use you. Mm-hmm. Always keep that in mind. He's going to send you away, build you up, and then send you back to build up your people. That's why I say you're not going to be isolated forever. Don't ever get that in your mind. That's Satan talking to you. I just got to be by myself, and I don't want to talk to nobody. No. When the Most High separates you, he's building you up for you to be a dead vessel unto others. All right? Go ahead.
This Moses, whom they refused, saying, who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel, right, which appeared to him in the bush.
Right. The Most High has to put you in that position. Everybody understand it. If you put yourself in, just like Jeroboam, he put himself in that position, and look what happened. Mm-hmm. All Israel went into sin. When Most High put David in his position, what happened? Everybody gravitated to the Most High. Mm-hmm. You see the difference? So you put yourself in a position knowing that the Most High hasn't given you your point of time, then what's going to happen is you're going to cause a lot of people to error. just like we said before, those the Pharisees and stuff, they put themselves in that position. Christ didn't put, I mean, the Heavenly Father didn't put them in that position. They chose to put themselves. And so when you got Christ and when you got Stephen, Paul, Peter going against them, it's not for them. It is, I mean, it is for them, but it's not for them. It's for the people to see. They put themselves in that position because the one thing they lack is what? Wisdom and knowledge. They're going against what they're trying. They're going against the same word that they're teaching you. They're going against it. That's stuff that you got to see, but only a few people going to get that. And it's the same thing even today. A few people are going to get it. Some going to get it. Some ain't going to get it. They're always going to go against it because they lack what? They lack understanding. All right. And that's why I said, that's why we were saying before about Peter. You can't cut someone off from hearing the truth. You got to allow them to hear because you're doing what? You're planting that seed. Mm-hmm. That's what you're supposed to do. You got to plant that seed. So, and like I said, it was Peter's situation. He didn't allow that seed to be planted. He wanted to just cut them all completely. Even though he was an Israelite, he just wanted to cut them all completely. No, you ain't going to get the word. Because you should have been there in the beginning when we was riding with him. You knew about it back then. But that's why Christ said, no, he hasn't received his appointed time yet. So that's the same mindset as you. They haven't received their appointed time. You received it, but they haven't received it. But the only thing you're supposed to do is go warn them. So it's the same thing with Moses, his situation. Go warn the people. That's it. You ain't got to do nothing else. You ain't even got to try to take them by the hand and have the Harriet Tubman spirit on you. All you got to do is just warn them. That's it. Everybody understand that? You don't have to escape, because when Harriet Tubman escaped, she ran back into the same problem. She still was still stuck in what? Slavery. And then they wanted what the other nations want to do is give her as a gift to us. She didn't do anything. Was she, you know, if she would have, the way she should have helped the people escape their minds, escape the fear of man. That's what she should have did. But again, she didn't have her appointed time. So like I said, I'm not knocking her what she did, but I'm just letting you know. If the Most High would have gave her the spirit of wisdom and understanding, that's how you free their minds. You don't have to free them physically, because like I said, you always going to run back into the same problems. Just like your job. You hate your job because what they do there, you go to another job, it's going to even be worse. So what you have to do is you have to take that, whatever situation that you're going through, you face it head on. Because now you see others, like I said before, now you know that others are watching. All right. Go ahead. Just like we said, Nicodemus and Christ, he's seen Christ going head on with the Pharisees. And so that's why he had to come to him. Yeah, I got to go to this man because he able to destroy them in their doctrine. I got to go and talk to him and see what it's all about. All right. Same concept, like I said, with you. Go ahead.
He brought them out. After that, he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. Yeah. This is that Moses, which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, mm-hmm. like unto me, him shall ye hear.
Right.
This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto us.
Everybody understand that? So it's not in a building. The church is, like I say, you by yourself, you in that wilderness. That's the purpose of tabernacles. That's the purpose. All these feasts, they have a purpose behind it. This is Christ. He's talking about Christ being in the wilderness, being by himself, being built up with the Father. All right. Go ahead. Giving him what? That wisdom to be able to do what? Give it to us. Same concept with you. Go ahead.
To whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them and in their hearts turned back again into Egypt.
Right. Turn back into the world. Go ahead. Back into temptation. Go ahead.
Saying unto Aaron, make us gods to go before us, for this Moses, which brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him.
Right. You see that? So same concept. Let's celebrate Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthdays, and all that stuff. Let's get back into all that stuff. Go ahead. Because Christ ain't coming back yet. That's how they look at it. So same thing with you. You ain't they ain't coming back around no more. So we can still celebrate these things. Go ahead.
And they made a calf in those days and offered sacrifice unto the idol and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. Mm-hmm. Then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets. O ye house of Israel, have ye offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness?
Right.
Yea, ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your God, Remphan, figures which ye made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon.
Right. So since you want to follow those things, the people who designed those things, now I'm going to make you follow them. Look at your life today. You're following everything that that man made. House, cars, money, and all that stuff. That all that stuff is intriguing, but that's what those who are high up, those are the things that they worship. And guess what? Now you're worshiping. Like I said, the feast days and all that stuff they set up. And now we turn back to worship those things because we don't want to what? Change.
Mm-hmm.
We're afraid. That's that fear. That's what we're talking about. Go ahead.
Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness as he had appointed, speaking unto Moses that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen,
mm-hmm.
which also our fathers that came after brought in with Jesus into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers unto the days of David.
Right. Remember those obstacles? That's what the other nation, they draw them out for you to know what? For you to what? Fight against what? Good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because the other nations don't have the most, can't do the Most High's will. Only you can. Those who are true to the Most High, those are the only ones that can do the Most High's will.
Mm-hmm.
The other nation is there to be a distraction to you. That's why he created them. All right. Not for you to love them and get close to them and start following their custom. It's for you to know. It's for you to discern between good and evil. All right. Go ahead.
Who found favor before God and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob?
Right.
But Solomon built him in house.
Right. Physical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But before it was physical, it was what?
Spiritual.
Remember what David told Solomon? To show yourself as a man, you got to do what? Keep the Most High's commandment. Mm-hmm. But then he wanted a physical place to be able to praise and worship the Father. But once we get into the New Testament, we see that physical place is no more. The Most High was basically trying to show Solomon, the way you worship me is by what? You inviting me into your what? Into your temple.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the scripture says in, what was that, 1 Corinthians 3:16? Where it talks about the temple, don't defy your temple. Right, that's what the Most High, but again, those in the Old Testament didn't have that understanding. But when Christ stepped on the scene, that's what he was basically trying to show us. Everything now is spiritual. You don't need it, but that's why he told the woman at this, the Samaritan woman, you're no longer going to worship in the temple or in the mountain. Now you're going to worship the Most High in spirit and in truth. That's how you connect back with the Father. So everything has to be spiritual now, no longer physical. All right. Go ahead.
Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet.
Right.
Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest?
Right. So where's the spirit want to dwell? Where's your resting place? Within you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the purpose.
Spirit.
Right. That's the purpose of you taking those feast days. He's giving you 6 days of work, but one day he wants you to rest. And when it comes to your new moons and all this stuff, those are days of rest. So that's what he's talking about. Where are you going to get him a place of rest? Can't be in no building. It has to start with you first. That's why he said, I don't dwell in temples made with hands, as said the prophet. It's common sense. So he's not there. He needs to be in you in order to dwell, to show you how to rest. Mm-hmm. You're working 6 days, 7 days a week. You're not, there's no way that you can have a relationship with him because your mind is always focused on what? Paying your bills off. Just like I said to the brother, You got to learn how to let that crap go. Them bills are always going to be there. Let them go. Learn how to rest. All right? Because when you rest, Most High gives you what? Wisdom on how to deal with that crap. All right? Go ahead.
Have not my hand made all these things? Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, so do ye.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which show before of the coming of the Just One, mm-hmm. of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers.
Mm-hmm. Who's talking? It's Stephen, right? All right, go ahead. You see how Stephen killing him? No fear. Go ahead.
Who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it?
Right. You had every person come on the earth with the Most High Spirit upon them trying to tell us to keep the Most High's laws. And then there was a cutoff. And then, like I said, it resurfaced again. The Most High is bringing angels on the earth to teach us how to keep the Most High's commandments. Go ahead. And they're doing it without fear.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth.
You see that? So that's what you got to do. You got to, Most High's word will cut mm-hmm. to the very soul to afflict the individual. And you have to prepare what comes next, whether they going to accept what you say, or they going to try to attack you physically. That's why episodes ago, we was talking about what? Man's fear. Don't fear those who can kill the flesh, but fear him who can kill the flesh and the spirit. So that's why you got to build yourself up and not be afraid. If someone has to take, if you got to be taken out, you did what you need to do. And to be honest with you, you will want to leave because you're getting tired of this, but you see everything is built on sin. So that's why I say you got to build yourself up. But your main position is to do what? Warn the people. That's it. So you see Stephen getting busy because he want to be just like what? He want to be just like who? Just like Christ. We mm-hmm. all want to be like Christ. But a lot of us don't want to go through what Christ went through. That's where that fear comes in at. So what we do, we hide. We don't share the gospel. We don't share the true gospel. We start to mix it up. We start to come with our own doctrine to make people feel good. You can't be like that. Christ didn't do that. Christ kept it the same way the Most High gave it to him. He kept it the same way, all the way until the end, all the way until death. So the same concept with you. But in order for you to get there, you got to build yourself up. I'm talking about physical and spiritual death. Spiritual death is when your family cut you off, when everybody cut you off and leave you by yourself. That's even when you look at it spiritually too. All right. Go ahead.
But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God.
You see that? Go ahead. Beautiful.
And said,
didn't Christ do that? Mm-hmm. When he was on the cross, didn't he look up and say, Father, it is finished.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah. All right. There you go. See that? He ain't complaining none of that stuff. He looked up into the Father because he knew where he was going. Go ahead.
And said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God.
Mm-hmm.
Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord
mm-hmm.
and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul.
Right. Paul, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
You see that? Lord, forgive them because they don't what? They don't know what they're
doing.
Right. They don't understand. They don't understand the position or the purpose when it comes to your word. They don't understand my position. They don't understand because they lack what? Wisdom. I think I said that already, but anywho. All right, all praise. We're going to stop there. All praise to the Most High for his word. We pray that the Most High words encourages you. We pray that these different examples of Stephen, Paul, and Peter, and the rest, and the list goes on and on, Moses, We pray that their examples and their story encourage you to continue to keep pushing forward. We know that a lot of y'all fear, man, but like the scriptures say, you don't have to fear. The one that you're supposed to fear is the Heavenly Father, because he can do more damage than what man can do. All right. And you don't want to miss out on the opportunity to be in his son's kingdom. Everybody understand that? Because you can't go in there with that same mindset of fear, because remember, you're not going to be the only one in there. It's going to be others in there as well. And if you walk around with fear upon you, it's going to cause others to do what? To have fear too. And that's also going to cause others to not worship who? Christ. Everybody understand that? So that's why he has to remove those people. All those who are doing evil, this is your time right now to do. If you want to stay in being evil, enjoy it. But those who want to live a righteous life, that's who the Most High is looking for. So that's why you got to practice now. That's why I said it's the purpose of Passover, for you to obey and to practice, take part in that the sacrificial part of what Christ went through. And it's the same concept with you. All right. So we pray that you enjoy your Sabbath day, and we're going to touch back.